This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Louisiana Bond Commission has blocked two of the nation's largest banks from involvement in a $600 million road financing plan because of the bank's policies restricting gun sales and firearms manufacturing by their commercial customers. The commission met last Thursday and in a narrow 7-6 vote refused to allow Citigroup and Bank of America, two of the world's largest banks, to work as underwriters on interstate highway financing for the state. The basis for the vote stems from some commission members saying the bank's policies go against the right to own firearms. Representative Blake Miguez, Republican from Erath, Louisiana, told Citigroup representatives,
"You're in the banking business. Why have you decided to enter into the policymaking business and have decided to infringe, in my opinion, infringe on Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens in the state of Louisiana, and I assume the nation as well?"
Brandy McHale, the head of corporate citizenship at Citigroup, responded saying individuals can still use Citibank credit cards to buy firearms.
Reassert that we don't believe that we are standing in the way and infringing upon Second Amendment rights.
Last March, after the deadly shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, Citigroup announced it would end business relationships with retailers that sell high-capacity magazines, bump stocks that allow rapid fire, or sell firearms to people who haven't passed a background check or under 21 years of age unless they have passed firearm safety courses or are active in military or law enforcement. In April, Bank of America stopped lending money to companies that manufacture assault-style firearms for civilian use. Representatives for both banks appeared before the commission to explain their policies, but after questioning, State Treasurer John Schroeder made the motion saying the bank's restrictions infringed on Louisiana residents' constitutional right to buy guns.
I believe as the treasurer and chairman of the bond commission, it's one of my duties to help hire financial professionals and not necessarily social engineers.
Governor John Bel Edwards' legal advisor, Matthew Block, opposed the motion to exclude the banks, arguing that state and federal constitutions involve government infringement on individual rights and don't extend to private businesses.
The Constitution, both federal and Louisiana constitutions, are about governmental action, not the actions of a private employer.
Others said the motion exceeded the commission's authority and would likely force Louisiana into costly litigation. But the narrow vote came 7-6 in favor of barring Citigroup and Bank of America from bond participation, with House members in favor and senators against. Currently, both banks handle about 23% of Louisiana general obligation bonds from previous deals to which the commission did not move to rework. This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.